sunshine and 24 degrees.
It is 8:12 at AM 930 WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
And we are on the road today.
Shining the spotlight on Avon.
Day number one of a two-day spotlight. And don't forget this afternoon from 3 to 6, Andy Bilbarch and Matt Douglas from Bullseye on the Afternoon will be sitting in these seats.
Now they will get some, I guarantee you, some good racquetball action right behind them.
We had
the
some
courts are full. 3 o'clock this afternoon,
really?
And on. Oh yeah.
Well, there's a different clientele in the afternoon than there is in the morning as well, it seems. That's my. I would just assume people in the morning come in, they're moving at a fast pace because they got to again get out, get somewhere else. People in the afternoon, you know, oh, let's do a game of this. Oh, let's bid the pool. Maybe try something else as well. But it's a facility that fits everybody for whatever mm-hmm. needs that they have. And we learned today what night today is the ninth. The actual day
yes.
of the 19th
Happy
anniversary.
Birthday. 19. Hey, 19.
Right.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And still, it doesn't look like it. Though I will say the last time we were here, they had different pots for their their indoor plants.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. The ones,
really?
Yes. The ones they used to have look more like an obelisk, kind of like a taller type of thing. You could get some facility people here, and they'll probably tell you.
I like that one.
Now, I don't know if our next guest can help with this because she's got other things on her mind for the most part. President of University Hospitals Elyria Medical Center, Christy Sink, joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's important, though, to have a nice atmosphere for a facility. It's not just the beds and the patients and the doctors. It's the atmosphere when people come into a facility like this or a hospital, right?
That's absolutely right. We want to have nice facilities that contribute to health and healing, but it's the people that make the difference.
Right.
And we have exceptional staff caring and want to really be part of this community. We've been here for, as you said, 19 years. Plan to be here for a long time, too.
What drove you into the healthcare industry, being a part of that as a career?
Yeah, an interest in health. Wanted to be able to serve the community, and for me, was interested in business and in medicine, and it's a nice way to bring the two together. In healthcare, you have an opportunity to make a difference in so many people's lives. You know, we serve hundreds of thousands of people in a year, and to be able to contribute to making a better community and making a healthier community is a big part of what's important to me.
It's a balance, though, between the financial aspect of it and the service part of it too, right? I mean, that's really the key to kind of make things work as best as possible.
Correct. With reimbursement and federal and state changes that are happening, reimbursement is certainly not going up. So you do have to be a fiscally responsible organization, and we try to do that every day.
This is the first time we've had an opportunity to sit down and talk since you came on board. Can you tell us a little bit about your history and how you came to UH?
Sure. I'm born and bred Buckeye, grew up in Columbus, and went to Kenyon College and then Ohio State University for graduate school. And then I moved south and became a Southern girl. I spent about 15 years in Virginia and about 8 years in North Carolina. So I have worked in healthcare my entire adult life and have done a number of things, but all in hospitals or ambulatory services. So I've run various departments in hospitals over the years, ambulatory surgery centers, ran an oncology service line for a number of years, did some strategic planning, and then really all of that got combined as I came back to Ohio to join UH. It's a set that is an opportunity to use all of those skills to come and meet this community.
So you come here, and you also have a new facility under construction in North Ridgeville. Talk about that.
Yeah, so we do have a new facility there. It will open this summer in late June. It has a freestanding emergency department. We'll have a large primary care practice there. Our gastrointense GI physicians will be there. So to do colonoscopies and other sorts of testing, so a pretty large testing facility from that perspective. Colon cancer is a big opportunity in the community, and to get screening is an important part of health, and that facility really is designed to have that patient experience be as good as it can be. And our physicians will be based there, so extensive GI services. Specialty physicians will be rotating through. We've got about 8 or 10 specialty physicians that will rotate through. I think of it as a health center that's there to serve the community Many things that you need short of an inpatient stay will be on site at that facility.
As you're speaking, behind you on the rotating screen was the smiling colon. It was a colon health expo, apparently, that's coming up on the 15th, as much as I could read something like that as well. So you try to take something that people kind of roll their eyes at, not sure about, try to make it interesting, informative,
absolutely,
and understand that most people, if not all, should get a get it checked out to make sure that they stay safe.
You know, we all think of mammography as a screening tool for breast cancer, and we talk about that, and you see research for it, and you see lots of activity around it. Colon cancer is actually one of the few cancers you can prevent. If we can go in and catch, an incident early, it can actually remove it. And so just as in breast cancer early detection being so important, it's equally important for colon cancer, and the compliance rates for colon cancer are so much lower. So if we can make those services, a little more interesting, a little funny, get people to know what's there, make a difference.
Well, the awareness is a key to a lot of health issues. It's not until there's a diagnosis where somebody becomes an expert. It's up to you, and I guess in a sense, to get the regular words out for people so that they hear these things, they become commonplace, and they understand the importance of either these screenings or checkups or something.
Exactly
like
right.
That.
Exactly right.
You know, we've been doing these spotlight broadcasts for a number of years now, and we've talked to a lot of healthcare professionals, and it seems as though, to your point, a lot more is being done proactively. In other words, let's prevent things before they happen because it's better for everyone.
Yeah, that's right. You know, the old saying, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, applies here too. In older times, hospitals were repair shops. So you came in and you waited until you were very, very sick, and then you were admitted to high level of care in a hospital. As we become health systems, which University Hospitals is, we now have an opportunity to interact with patients wherever they are. So we can be in a facility like the Avon facility, or we can be in a neighborhood health center like what North Ridgeville will be, and interact with patients much earlier in their care process. We can actually, promote wellness. We can find illness earlier. And we see that as part of our privilege and responsibility to do that and not just wait till somebody is very sick.
Talking today with Christy Sink, President, University Hospitals, Elyria Medical Center. How has your time on the job been going so far? Getting to see the different facilities, understanding what you need to do, and then, plan towards the future.
It's wonderful. I am so proud to be part of the organization. We have so much to offer the community. The hospital just finished its 100-year anniversary a year or so ago. And really has a strong cardiology program, strong orthopedics services, a very nice OBGYN service with a level 2 nursery. So really can take care of the gamut of patients in our community that need our services. I'm enjoying it very much and really proud of the services that we offer to the community.
At one point, if you were president of a hospital, you just have a building to go in, and that would be it.
Now that's right.
It's these campuses or these smaller places, so it's a different way of providing health care to the community, I guess, all for the better.
Yeah, and again, it's about how do you reach out to people and make health care not so scary? How do you provide points that people will come and say, hey, I have something I'm worried about, or maybe just get checked up? And it doesn't have to be the scary hospital that can be so intimidating. How do we meet people in the community and care for them? And so that's what health centers do. That's, to the extent we have emergency departments out in the communities, it's a little bit more of a neighborhood feel.
Right. Well, the emergency part's key, too. If they're closer to where the emergency happens, less time for travel for an ambulance or something to get there, too.
Exactly right.
So it helps out that way.
So what happens today? You're here with us to start your day, I assume. What happens afterwards to a president of a hospital?
You never know. but today is actually, it's a good day. We have a planning meeting this morning for our North Ridgeville facility. I'm meeting with several physicians around our cardiology program this afternoon. We've got some new physician recruits that are going to be joining us, and we're really excited about that. So we're planning for their arrival. We are also working on our primary care access, so we're recruiting primary care physicians to the community. We hope to have 5 to 8 new primary care physicians joining in this western market. And if you look at primary care across this region, we do need more primary care regardless of what facility they're serving. We just have enough of a population and have had sufficient growth that adding our primary care physicians to the community is an important part of what we do.
So with this time change, do they have to change all the clocks in every room in the hospital, go
yes.
around all the equipment? I mean, does this happen like that, or is there somebody who's tasked with that and works on it? By Thursday, they get everything changed.
It's more the second.
Okay.
But see, yes, Craig? Lots of clocks.
Something else is feeling
the impact right. we never thought of, but
right.
you did.
Well, think of all the clocks and the timing issues and the recorded things
sure.
that are on here. We deal with radio that's automation. Great. I knew that it jumped ahead an hour, so there's an hour, extra hour that sometimes gets missed. And so with all the technology and the data information, there's probably that's either worked into the program or something.
But you got it.
Or they just get their pills an hour later or an early.
Well, we hope not.
When they come in. Well, they have to come in on a schedule. Well,
that's
we appreciate
right.
you getting here on time as well and joining
us
this morning as we broadcast live from the UH Avon Fitness and Health Center. Our guest this morning, Christy Sink, President, University Hospitals, Liria Medical Center. Again, thanks for coming in this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you.